With your Southside High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles picked up their first win of the season last night as they topped Staten River on the road 28-14. The Eagles used a little trickeration to help pull off the win.
No motion, right to left. Cabell, he'll go with the end around. A little double pass, pass to Cabell for the touchdown. GW with the Philly special to get the touchdown. And Neo Cabell with his first career receiving touchdown. And the Eagles make it a two-score game. What a call by the Eagles on fourth and goal.
Running back Darryl Maben led the way for the Eagles in the win as he rushed for 148 yards and two touchdowns. After the game, head coach Nick Anderson discussed GW's next opponent in the week ahead.
Well, you know, we just need to make sure that we're ready each and every day. You know, kind of explain to the guys what we're doing, you know, on a daily basis. Because Magna, this is a good football team, and you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. It's homecoming. It's going to be a lot of distractions. I'm not a fan of homecoming, especially on big games like this. I think my guys focused, but we'll do our best to keep them, focused on what's at hand on Friday night.
The Eagles are now 1-3 and will host an undefeated Magna Vista team next Friday. The Chatham Cavaliers picked up a big win as they knocked off previously undefeated Nelson County 27-14. Head coach Bruce Devlin credited the Chatham O-line for their performance.
We were very physical and we ran the ball very hard and right down our throat, and we just physically won the line of scrimmage on both sides. So I'd have to give it to my lines, the way they blocked. I mean, Xander had a big game running. Jaden Breedlove had a big game running.
The Cavaliers are now 4-1 as they head into their bye week. The Granite Hawks won their third in a row as they beat Appomattox for the first time in 11 years, 31-23. Gretna is now 3-1 on the season, and they'll play at Dan River next Friday. The Halifax Comets picked up their first win of the season as they squeaked out a close one at Bassett 22-20. Halifax rallied from a 13-0 deficit and scored all 22 points in the second half to win the game. The Comets will play at William Fleming next Friday. Tunstall dropped to 0-5 as they fell at Magna Vista 64-13. Tunstall will host Martinsville next week. With your Southside High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone.